U.S. News and World Report recently ranked Wake Forest University the number 23 college in the U.S. The Arts Council of Winston-Salem and Forsyth County was the very first arts council in the country and has since served as a model for more than 4,000 others across the nation. This summer, Wake Forest's award-winning faculty will call the Milton Rhodes Center for the Arts home during their dynamic new lifelong learning program. Wake Forest University Professor of History and American Ethnic Studies Anthony Parent says the collaborative effort between the university and the Arts Council will allow adults to return to the classroom and explore a wide range of topics of personal and global relevance. He's joined by Arts Council President and CEO Jim Sparrow. The beginnings of this program and the idea for this sort of collaboration, how did it come about?
I think the opportunity to engage the community for the immense length of one's life, when you look at the arts and creativity, it really is an engaged type of life. It's one where you're looking about learning, you're looking about engaging. I think we also understood how important having programs that service the entire community for that type of experience was necessary to make it a vibrant community. A lot of communities have used that for engaging people to not only come, live, but also potentially retire and stay. So this is just one more augmentation of that sense of vibrancy that the community is striving to achieve.
Some of our population are not interested in pursuing a degree at this point in their lives. Rather, they are interested in continuing their education, and that's where lifelong learning comes in. You could have an intellectually rigorous course, but at the same time, you're not in a degree program, you're not writing term papers, the things that you do in a discipline degree program. But here you're engaged in the learning process, and you're doing it with very energetic faculty.
And presenting some sometimes thorny material in a way that just kind of holds my hand and draws me into it. Our digital world, it's a world that's changing so fast, it sounds like an excellent course for adult life learners.
There's no question about it. Anand Mitra, professor of communications here, is offering that course, and he is an expert in that field. And as you mentioned, it's changing every day, and so you need someone who's expert in the field to understand the nuances and subtleties of that change.
And then in the English department, literature and vulnerability.
Yes.
What a thought-provoking subject. Tell me more about this offering. This is from Professor Omar Hena?
Yes. Professor Hena is offering a course that's looking at literature in ways that artists or novelists have dealt with the issue of vulnerability and trauma and how writers have dealt with this term. He begins with Shakespeare and carries it on through into the 21st century now. So I think it should be an extraordinary class.
Some people think of Bach's music as potentially a little cold, a little mathematical, but I'm here to tell you otherwise. His music ranges in expressive content between the very serene to the sort of angry to rather dark and forlorn.
In full disclosure, one of the course offerings is by WFTD's own Peter Karoff, who does Karoff at the keyboard for us. And the title of the course, Secrets of the Great Composers from Bach to Debussy. And boy, Peter just has that Leonard Bernstein-like gift of breaking down sometimes thorny concepts musically into a language we can all appreciate.
Peter has been one of our most popular professors in our liberal studies program. I know when we first moved here to Winston-Salem, he taught the Foundations course at Rinalda House. My wife was able to take that course, and she still remembers that course fondly. I mean, so I'm sure this is going to be a great offering here, too.
Wake Forest University Professor of History and American Ethnic Studies Anthony Parent. And before Tony, we heard from Arts Council of Winston-Salem and Forsyth County President and CEO Jim Sparrow. This summer's lifelong learning course offerings also include Jerusalem, City of Three Faiths by Wake Forest University Professor of Divinity Neil Walls, and Professor of Chemistry Bradley Jones will present his four-class series, Sherlock Holmes and the Science of Deduction. You'll find links to lifelong learning class registration on our website, WFDD.org, and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.